This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim. Why are you talking like that, Tom?
We're getting paid by the second, aren't we?
Kind of.
Trying to draw it out. Trying to make that money, get them royalties.
Well, you're in a chipper mood today.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, no, it's obnoxious. I don't like it.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was talking to you online earlier today, like early in the morning, we were talking, 5 a.m. we were both on the treadmill.
Hey, I go to the gym. I get on the treadmill, I open up my laptop computer, put it right up there on the thing. I secure it with a bungee cord.
Yeah. And then we chat.
And I start
chat
my
it
brisk
up.
Walk.
Yeah. But I was making too many jokes for you too early in the morning.
You know what, Tom? It was just that everything I said to you, you had to razz me. Yeah. And it's like I was just trying to have a normal conversation in the morning with my friend.
Well, sorry, Tim.
At one point, I literally just closed Slack and was just like, you know what? I'm not gonna do this.
I'm not gonna participate. Which is weird because every morning I wake up. Every morning my dog wakes me up.
Every morning
my
there's a
dog
that
wakes
me
up
and
it
makes
me
go outside
to pee. I try to. Something.
Well, this isn't a good song parody, Tom.
Yeah, it's not good. We'll get back on the...
That should be called
that song parody.
Every morning, parentheses, the dog piss song.
Right. Because nobody's claimed the dog piss song yet, which is crazy. That just might more money waiting to get made.
That's SEO.
Yeah.
Right there.
How many people are Googling dog piss song every day? And
Coming up short. So anyway, every morning the dog wakes you up. This is starting very depressing. I hope it takes a turn.
No,
for the
problem is that my dog has a watch or something. My dog knows. I set my alarm clock.
Did you buy your dog an Apple Watch too,
no.
So you can feel each other's heartbeats when you're not in the same room?
I don't know if the heartbeat thing works for dogs.
I don't think you should put an Apple Watch on a dog.
Yeah,
it's too much power.
Sure. What if it starts learning how to use emoji?
Yeah.
So I wake up 10 minutes before my alarm goes off because my dog wakes me up. It doesn't matter if I took her out like 4 o'clock in the morning, she's still going to wake up
at the
same
time. She's
on a schedule. Yeah, she's on a tight schedule. But every morning I wake up and take her out. And as I'm like taking her out grumbling, I'm always like, oh, I'm going to go right back to bed as soon as I get done doing this. But then I don't, which is good.
Yeah.
But then
what is this story you're telling?
No, I'm just saying 15 minutes later, I'm in a chipper enough mood that I'm razzing you on chat.
Yeah, but what does that do for me? Oh, great. Tom is happy now. Tom is so happy that he's being mean to me on the internet.
Yeah, that's as happy
great.
As I can be.
Wow, what a wonderful morning for me.
Yeah, well,
Tim, who's just trying to make conversation with his supposed friends.
Yeah, well, that's the way friends talk, Tim.
It's cold out nowadays.
It is cold out nowadays, Tim. That's
nowadays, I mean like today and like the last few days.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the episode's about.
Yeah. This was the thing. I tried to change the subject today when we were talking online from you razzing me to what episode topic do you want to do today?
Yeah, and I came up with it. No, lickety split.
And you just said, I want to complain about how cold it is.
No, I mean, that was the subtext, sure.
No, you literally typed that out.
Oh, okay.
Like something you said we should do either The Cold, which mm-hmm. we can't just name an episode The Cold, or Keeping Warm, because I just want to complain. Something that will let me complain about how much I hate the cold weather.
Yeah.
So you're in here for a treat, listener. Dear listener, here comes
yeah, but here's
Tom complaining about something.
But here, Tim, look, I'm not just complaining about something in this episode. I am offering proactive solutions. The name of this episode isn't being cold. It's, what is it, probably staying warm, keeping warm. It's keeping warm.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the positive, looking at the bright side, which some might say is the warm side because it's bright.
Right. Tom, this is the time of the year where you're walking down a city street.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be on the sunny side of the street, right?
That's true.
In the summer, you want to be on the shady side.
Yeah. I always forget about that kind of stuff.
Well, it should be just common sense as you're walking. You figure, it's really cold here if it's the...
The shady side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe in the sun's healing, warming rays, that might make me feel a little better.
Yeah. I mean, I've figured it out now. I've gotten to the bottom of it. I do that nowadays, but sometimes I just don't think about that kind of stuff.
So you're not a cold. You don't like being in the cold.
No, I don't like being in the cold at all. And actually, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about in the show that we went on vacation together, me and you.
Yeah, and 16 other people.
14 other people and 5 babies.
All right.
To be specific. But that morning, the morning we all left, we went upstate like dummies because it's cold. We're like, well, where's it colder? Even further north. We should have gone down to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. I'm always going to Fort Lauderdale, Tom.
Or Miami Beach.
Well, you're not allowed in Miami.
I'm allowed in Miami. I don't like Miami.
Ever since that time you wore full blue jeans and no shirt on the beach.
How'd you know about that?
Dan told me.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan saw you down there.
What?
In full jeans and no shirt.
No, when?
He talked about it when he was on our show.
Really?
Anyway, yeah.
In Miami?
Yeah. You guys met up in Miami, and he very... There's our friend Dan Deacon who's been on the show.
No, you're gaslighting me. This never happened. I never hung out with Dan in Miami.
No, because you guys have been friends for 35 years?
Something like, not 35, I'm not that old, but I'm not 35.
And you don't see each other very often. Yeah. He lives in Baltimore, you're in New York, and you guys met in Miami for a few minutes. You guys were both there for like unrelated reasons.
Uh-huh.
And you met on the beach, and he approached you, and he saw that you were just wearing blue jeans and no shirt, and he was just like, hey, good to see you, Tom. Well, I really got this thing I gotta run to.
No,
see you later.
That's not true. I mean, I was on the beach wearing... Sure, I was wearing jeans with no shirt, but I don't remember ever running into Dan on the beach.
How would I know about this then, Tom?
Like, it's not a horrible look. What else am I going to do? I didn't have...
Shorts. Wear shorts. You're in Miami, for
Christ's
sake.
I know, but I didn't have any shorts on me. I was there, like, in the winter. I had come down
I got news for you about Miami, Tom.
Look.
It's warm there in the winter. That's why you just suggested we go there instead of going upstate.
No, but I didn't have any shorts on me. So what am I going to do? Not pop my shirt off? Just suffer fully clothed? At least
I'd
try.
Bring shorts.
Yeah, I will next time.
It's a weird look. It's a weird look to be on the beach.
Oh, it was fine. People were wearing thong bikinis in Miami.
Yeah, that would have been more acceptable.
No,
than
it would
your...
not have been more acceptable.
Were you wearing also like white socks and like
sandals?
Full sneakers?
No.
Like basketball shoes?
Yeah, I mean, I probably was because I... No, I probably took the shoes off. I was just rocking no shoes, jeans, no shirt.
I mean, I might have my story messed up, but that's the
way...
I think you
have your story messed up. I don't think
well,
I ran into Dan
in Miami.
How
would I know about this?
I don't know, because I probably told you. I'm an idiot. I would tell you something embarrassing, like me just wearing jeans on the beach.
I don't know.
Anyway.
We were all upstate with a bunch of people.
Yeah, we were all upstate, and I told you recently, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, But it was like the first time I've been outside and thought like, oh, this is very dangerous. I don't like the way I don't like the cold because it makes me uncomfortable. But like, I don't like the cold outside right now because it makes me feel like I'm in danger.
Yeah.
But if I stay out here too long, I will suffer negative physical effects.
There were also 5 children there.
Yeah.
Ranging from age 1.5 years to 4 years.
Yeah.
And while you were talking about how dangerous it was to be outside, they were all happily playing in the snow.
They had gloves. I didn't have any gloves. Well,
I think you were just kind of being a baby, Tom.
I mean, I'm a baby about cold.
You really are.
But
I used to be a baby about cold, Tom. Mm-hmm. And guess what I did this year? I grew up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see you shoveling out the cars in the -9 degrees.
I shoveled a little. I was sick.
Yeah,
I was
you
ill.
Didn't shovel the cars. I was out there for 1.5 hours.
Anyway, today was crazy in New York City. So we're in the middle of what is it called? Like a polar vortex?
Yeah, which it wasn't that cold today.
It wasn't that cold. Like I woke up this morning, looked outside thinking, oh, it's going to be hell out there. Frozen hell, the opposite of hell, heaven.
It's going to be frozen heaven.
But
that'd be nice.
Frozen heaven?
Yeah. That's what they call the ice cream shop up there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I bet that stuff's good.
It's heavenly.
Yeah. I bet heaven's a little cold.
I bet heaven is, like, temperate. I bet heaven's whatever you want it to be,
I
right?
Guess, yeah, I guess it is.
Hey, I think probably heaven's a state of mind, man.
Yeah. I just kind of see people, like, shuffling around heaven, and, like, a few of them, like, is it a little cold in here? You guys cold? Should I ask them to turn it up a little bit?
What kind of heaven would that be?
Well, it would be heaven because you ask them to turn it up a little bit, they'll happily do it.
Hmm.
No problem.
It's not really.
They don't lock the thermostat.
That's mayhem. They don't lock the thermostat.
You got 10 billion people all trying to adjust one thermostat in heaven. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison are jamming out over there, and they're like, "Man, it's too hot in here. You got to turn it down." And they got to interrupt their jam sesh so Janis Joplin could walk over and turn down the thermostat.
Yeah, you got a
hell of a jam sesh though.
Mozart on keys.
Nah, he wouldn't hang out with them. Plus, he's in hell.
He's in hell. Why?
Mozart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No child prodigy is a good person.
No child prodigies in heaven?
Right. They're bad people.
No, I don't think that's true.
Because they're cynical. They learn too much too soon.
You can go to heaven being a cynic. I think it's more about like...
Sinner?
Yeah. Hey.
Or I don't know how heaven works.
You can, at the pearly gates, you say Saint Peter, Paint Cedar. I might be a cynic, but I ain't no sinner.
Right.
And he goes, oh, you should...
clever almost rhyme.
Hey, look, Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison are up there jamming. You should...
Keith Moon on the drums, man.
Yeah, you should get up there and try out some of your lyrics. It's open mic night here in heaven.
Oh, wow. And so they just kind of play a backing...
Yeah, like they play the backing band. They're the backing band. That's their service to heaven. And it's just heaven for everybody else, except for the audience. It's horrible for the audience. They have to sit through people coming up and saying things like, hey, I might be a cynic, but I ain't no sinner.
Yeah.
And then just humming the rest of, they've got nothing else beyond that.
Like when you were trying to come up with the second verse of Every Morning, the right. Top of this song earlier.
Yeah. But in heaven, everybody still has to applaud. And like Keith Moon has to get up behind his kit and come over and shake my hand.
Yeah.
And tell me like that was the best. I played with a lot of people, man, but that was the best I've ever heard.
All right. So we've established that it's cold here on Earth.
Here on Earth, man. Well, here in the United States, for most of the United States, for sure.
Yeah. But not so much here. I think everybody today, everywhere I went today, people were complaining about how cold it was. Full disclosure, I forgot my winter hat.
Yeah.
I don't have gloves this year. I don't know what happened to them from last year.
Well, we know what you did with them last year, and that's why you're not allowed to have them this year.
I mean, what did I do with them, Tom?
You pretended they were cow udders. One time too many, and everybody was sick of it.
Yeah.
And somebody took them, threw them in the river.
Well, serves me right. I went out without a scarf.
Uh-huh.
I don't even have a hooded sweatshirt. I just have a sweater, a crew neck sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And a coat.
And nothing underneath. It's just a crew neck sweater. You don't even have an undershirt on.
No.
It looks weird.
What do you mean it looks weird?
Yeah,
it looks natural.
Like a lot of chest hair poking out.
Yeah.
Just the sweat. It's a V-neck sweater with nothing underneath.
I already said it was a crew neck sweater, Tom.
Yeah, but your crew likes to wear V-necks.
That's true. So anyway, I was walking around not thinking it was that cold. And then I go to the chiropractor's office today.
Uh-huh.
The chiropractor is a doctor or no?
Yes.
But he's not like a medical doctor, right?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. No, you go to medical school. Yeah, you go to medical
school. I don't think that's true.
Tim, you go to medical school.
I think like you could be a chiropractor if you really
Well, that's... Tim, I could be anything I wanted to.
I don't
to.
Think you could be a medical doctor.
But you think I could be a chiropractor? Tim, I've never met somebody who goes to... chiropractor so often and also shits on them every opportunity he has. Look, either think that they're quacks and you don't go to them, or you think that they're legit and you go to them. You can't have it both ways.
I went to a chiropractor. It was great. One time I went to a chiropractor, it turned out he was a racist. I had to stop going to him because he started using really old racial slurs during the adjustments.
Did he think, use some of these old-timey slurs, he won't catch on?
No, I think he just thought, this guy might enjoy some old-time slurs. I don't know. He's an old soul, an old racist soul.
Yeah, he might connect with these slurs from the 30s.
But, no, because, look... I'm saying they're good, but...
The slurs?
No, the chiropractors in general. Okay. Not the racist chiropractor. He was bad.
Right.
Chiropractors
How
in
was
general.
He as a chiropractor, though?
Eh, he was all right. He was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet he was, really good, and you were torn about, maybe I can just wear earplugs.
Yeah, it was a regular Seinfeld episode, Tom. The chiropractor's an anti-Semite! But you don't understand, Jerry. He, I don't know.
He fixes my back.
Yeah, nobody's been able to fix my back like that. It's more of a Curb episode, I think, than a Seinfeld episode. Get Larry David on the phone, Tom. We'll let him decide.
We had a teacher in high school who famously, he would tell this story constantly about how maybe he just saw that Seinfeld episode. But we had the same teacher I know. Or actually, I don't know if you ever had him, but we never had him together. But he would always tell this story about a racist dentist. And he would always tell the story that he ripped the sucker thing out of his mouth and went, "My wife's black," and stormed out of there. And we were always it wasn't until senior year, finally, people started chiming in "No, you didn't." And also... your wife doesn't have to be black for you to be offended by that. You can just say, "Hey, I'm not all right with that."
Yeah. I didn't say anything to him.
But you would tell all your students some story.
No.
Some trumped up. And this story was crazy because he would always say that. And then whenever everybody would be like, "Wow, what'd he say to that?" You know, he never thought that far into the story. He would always be like, "Oh, he didn't know what to say," and I just stormed out. We're like, "I don't know, he was halfway through a filling? Surely, you would have had to finish that or something."
I don't know, I tend to believe a man when he says, actually, I don't believe people when they have to claim they're not racist.
Yeah.
No, I'm always afraid, one thing about chiropractors is, I'm afraid they're just going to break my neck.
Right. Well, especially if they listen to this episode.
No, I think they do good work. But when a man is using racial slurs and his hands are
around your skull.
Around my skull getting ready to crack my neck, I'm not going to be like, "Hold on, you're a jerk."
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's much safer to do with a dentist than a chiropractor.
I didn't go back to him. He was also running some scam. He found out what insurance I had, and then he kept telling me things like, oh, your insurance will cover, like, this special pillow that you should get. Yeah. I'll have it for you next time. And then it's like...
And also, I think we should do a heart transplant on you.
Yeah. And, like, this is why I think chiropractors aren't great doctors, because that heart transplant had a lot of issues.
So I was at the chiropractor's office. You put a baboon's heart in there.
I'm waiting in the waiting room, and a lady comes out. She's the patient before me.
You were scared that it was a doctor, and you were like, "Oh, I didn't sign up for this." A woman doctor?
So the woman goes up to the receptionist, and they're like doing the transaction, like she's doing her copay or whatever.
Yeah.
But the receptionist was listening to classical music.
Nice.
But
like a surgeon.
Yeah, but is that what they do in surgery?
That's what they do in movies, yeah.
No, I think you're just thinking it's the soundtrack.
What? No, that's a popular trope, like, you know, the brilliant surgeon who's like, I need to listen to classical music while I perform my work of art.
Which is like brain surgery?
Yeah.
You know this song?
Is that just like the funeral march?
Yeah. This was playing in the chiropractor's office.
Yeah, that's what they play when cartoon characters get killed.
Yeah, but like, I know it's, this is what I was asking, they're not like technically like medical doctors. Yeah. 'Cause like, in a doctor's office.
That's what's playing as Elmer Fudd thinks Bugs is dead. He's going, oh, I killed the wabbit. I didn't mean to kill the wabbit.
He has remorse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, isn't that the worst thing? And the woman who was like paying her copay was just like, hey, great choice of music. And the receptionist was just like, yeah, I chose it myself. You don't bring up death in a doctor's office.
Yeah, I'll change it. And then it was the Undertaker's theme song.
Yeah, which is, how does
bong,
that go?
Bong.
Also, everyone in this office was talking about how freaking cold it was, and I was like, guys, I came here and basically...
It's like a morgue in here.
Yeah, I came here in basically a Tom Reynolds Miami Beach outfit.
Just jeans.
Blue jeans and no shirt. I was fine. I didn't think twice.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's being a little bit of a baby about how cold it is in New York, especially considering in the Midwest it's negative 50 or something.
It's... I saw in Chicago it's negative 30, but they say it's negative 60 with the wind chill. But then I think in some places it's like just straight up negative 60. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
In like
Tom.
Wisconsin and...
the wind chill.
Minnesota.
The wind chill is BS.
The wind chill is Tim. Oh, you're so anti-science? Is that how you would put it?
No, I'm...
How is... You were just talking about...
I'm anti-sensationalism,
you were
Tom.
Talking about... The sunny side of the street and the shady side of the street, but you don't believe in wind chill.
No, because if you go on the sunny side of the street and get a temperature reading,
yeah,
it is going to be warmer than it is on the shady side of the street.
Right.
The
but
wind
temperature
chill-
is not everything because we're human beings with skin, and the skin tells a story.
And that story, did you want to tell that story?
And that story is, no, when the wind blows across your skin, it causes the moisture in your body to evaporate, making it feel colder than it is.
That's fine, Tom.
And you can,
however, I don't disagree with you there. But when people say it feels like this many degrees of temperature, whatever scale we're using... That's based on nothing. There's no good way to get that number. So it's just a way for being like, hey, how can we sensationalize this and have people like Tom, who love to complain about their freaking lot in life, to be like, oh yeah, it was you know, technically 36 degrees, but it felt like it was 22 degrees. Yeah, there's no scientific way of saying like, oh, it feels like this.
You don't know that there's this, how do they figure out the wind chill? You think they just make it up?
There's no consistent calculation for it.
Not even within the AccuWeather community?
I mean, I don't know about the AccuWeather
community. I'm sure they have their own...
I think it varies from weather service to weather service.
Oh, probably, but so,
like... But like, here's the thing. You can't just be like, okay, you know, it's it feels like negative 60 to...
But you gotta put some kind of number on.
Why do you have to put some kind of number on it? We know it, you just say this is the temperature, and this is how fast the wind is blowing.
Because it's also about like moisture in the air.
Oh, it's all BS. And
that
Tom.
Kind of stuff.
You just want you're one of these weird people that like, and there's a lot of them here, Tom. So don't worry about it. It's fine. But you like to it's like a weird type of bragging to be like. Guess how cold it was when
no,
I went
outside. No, it's not bragging. It's just, it's trying to tell you, like, you know, it's not 20 degrees and all is well. It's not just calm, no
Nobody's
wind.
Saying all is well. They're saying a fact. It is 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, right. But also, we should tell you, oh, it's windy as hell out there, and that wind is going to make it much colder on your skin. It's going to make things like frostbite happen faster than it normally would during 20 degree weather.
Great. And guess what that is? Common sense.
It's not common sense because they're trying to put a number on that.
But they're doing a number on you, Tom. They're selling you a bill of goods.
I've never...
You just want to be able to be like, oh, it was so cold. Guess what? It's colder than it even scientifically was.
I've never
Congratulations
been.
Congratulations for going outside. Oh, it felt colder than it actually was.
I have never been.
Tom, you
told.
Know what they said? You know what I read on a T-shirt one time? F your feelings. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I've never.
I finally understand these people.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I saw on a T-shirt at a rally once. I never have been told a real feel temperature.
Real feel. Okay, honestly, if you're citing something called real feel.
Yeah, Tim, it's trademarked.
Ugh.
How can it be trademarked if it's not real?
People are citing something, yeah, like, oh, it's you know, 23 degrees. Oh, but the real feel. It's like, it's suddenly marketing.
You know what?
It's so clearly marketing, and I know, Tom, you're susceptible to marketing. That's great. You took the Pepsi challenge 5 times and passed with flying colors.
Look, I'm telling all the weather people out there, don't even tell me the real temperature. Just tell me the real feel.
Yeah,
that's
this
all
BS
I need to
thing
know.
That you just made
it's
up.
It's not BS. It's science.
Anyway, so it's cold outside.
So
Tom, I thought you were going to be proactive and tell people how to keep warm.
Well, no, I was going to bring up first these polar vortices. You know what happened today? You know what kind of crazy meteorological things happened today to cause what happened today?
Do you want me to edit that?
No,
so it
it's
sounded
fine.
Like you said a sentence?
No, it makes sense in context. So you know what the polar vortex is?
Why don't you explain it?
It's these winds. It's like
guy who read an article.
It's it was an interactive article, Tim.
I love interactive. You know what? I always bookmark interactive articles to do later, and I never do them.
That's what I did that, and I went, you know what? I got a few minutes. Let me do this. Yeah. Let me interact, because I'm going to read this later. I'm going to lose all the interactivity.
It wash all over me.
That's what I did. So the polar vortex, normally above the North Pole, it's these winds. They go around like a big merry-go-round. 10 to 20 miles above the surface. So, like, normally, they're not bothering anybody.
They're almost in space.
Yeah, they're not even bothering birds up there. But...
Not that we know of.
Tim.
What?
There aren't birds that fly that high.
Not that we know. We haven't been up there.
If we'd been up there, we would have found birds. They would have died and fallen down.
Not if they have different... systems.
What different system? You think there's wind just keeping birds up there all the time?
Maybe.
Did you know
these are some, you know, birds that are built for cold weather?
Did you know the first
penguins and like polar bears that thrive in the cold?
The first time they flew, I think it was the U-2 bomber. You know, it had gone like the highest of any plane at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It got all these freaking bugs on it from the stratosphere, maybe, that they realize were the result of nuclear explosions that had blown bugs all the way up into the stratosphere. And they had just
that's
been.
That's just because they don't want us to know about the crazy stuff that's bugs. Living in the atmosphere.
These bugs had just been stuck up there because they were too light to fall back down to the Earth.
Deep under the sea. And high up in the heavens, we got no business there. They're just live on Earth, guys.
So this vortex, because of climate change, global warming, this vortex, normally the North Pole is cold enough to keep the vortex up there. This time it wasn't, and it broke into like three different pieces because the jet stream got in there, which it shouldn't have been able to do. And it knocked one of them down to us, and that's why we had this insane cold snap. But what I was going to say was, were you around during the squall today?
Yeah, the snow squall.
Yeah, a thing normally reserved for sailors.
What exactly is a squall?
I think it's just like a very short, very intense storm or weather pattern. But it was weird. I got two notices on my phone. For like emergency things.
Really, I didn't get any.
Yeah, switch to T-Mobile. They give you all.
I'd rather
emergency.
Not get these. Alerts.
Yeah, I had to turn off Amber Alerts because it kept telling me, you know, look out, somebody in the Bronx. But it kept telling, like, literally every minute, my phone would go, and I was like, I'm not in the Bronx. Stop telling me this. But anyway,
also, I got an Amber Alert the other day, and it made that noise, and it was like, there's an Amber Alert. Go check the local media to see what it's all about.
Oh, come on.
It's like, all right, I'm in a meeting and like...
And you expect me to go outside and buy a newspaper right now?
Yeah. From my kid. Extra, Amber Alert, in the Bronx.
Oh.
Come on, I'm not in the Bronx.
Yeah. And by then, yeah, the kid's already taken your nickel. Sorry, pal.
He's already bit it to make sure it's real.
Sorry, pal, that's mine now. I already dropped it down my overalls.
Yeah. Also, like, you've read the newspaper.
You can't return it.
Exactly. Imagine a world in which you can return the newspaper. Be the world's richest man.
Wait, what? Oh, because you'd always get your money back? Is that what you spent most of your money on, newspaper?
Yeah, I spent so much money on newspapers, Tom.
You remember, like, in movies, somebody would put a quarter in the newspaper machine, open it up, and take all the papers out?
Yeah, you know.
That always blew my mind that you could do that.
That wasn't always, because, like, what are you going to do with more than one?
Exactly, yeah.
But I'll tell you
but
what.
But if you're in the newspaper.
This was the origin of why I was so mad at Judd from The Real World, San Francisco.
That's who did it, yeah. Because he was in the newspaper, and he did that.
That wasn't a movie. That was real life.
That was
the
real
world.
As it gets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's why this
was a true story.
That's why this stuck in my head that he did it, and I was like, you know what, Judd, you're the real villain of this episode. You stole from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah, but his cartoon was in it,
and they probably would have happily sent him some extra copies of the paper. But meanwhile, some businessman's like, well, let's see how the market's doing today. Out of paper. So there's never out of papers.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway. This squall happened. I got a notification. It's like 3:45 squall. And then later on, no, 4:00 squall. Mm. And then it said, this will only last 15 to 30 minutes. Stay inside. I was like, how bad could it be? I had somewhere to go, which I could have just gone tomorrow. But I was like,
or 15 minutes later.
Or 15 minutes later. I was like, I'll go now. Holy moly. It was the most intense snowstorm I've ever seen. And it, true to its word, lasted like 20 minutes. But you could not see more than like 10 feet in front of you. And it dumped like a few inches of snow within minutes. A few inches.
Maybe an inch.
7 to 8 inches.
Ever get caught?
And it was super windy, too.
Yeah. Getting caught in like a windy situation makes you realize like, oh, this is how like people die from weather.
Yeah. I do not want to die from weather.
No.
Which is why I'll be telling you how to keep warm.
Right after the break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting.
But
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tim, enough about the cold. Let's talk about keeping warm. Staying warm? What's the name of the episode?
Let's say keeping warm,
keeping
right?
Warm.
I like saying keeping warm, right?
Yeah,
yeah, keep warm.
Look.
Keep warm, stay cool.
That's confusing.
No. Those are, you either tell somebody in the winter to keep warm,
yeah,
or in the summer, stay cool.
Yeah, you put that in your yearbook, in their yearbook.
Yeah.
I put it in my yearbook. That was my quote, stay cool. Tom Reynolds.
Stay cool, Tom Reynolds. Tom Reynolds.
All right, let's talk first off the best way to keep warm, and that's a coat.
Yeah. I mean, I know you like to visit the Burlington Coat Factory 2 to 3 times a week.
I don't know if you noticed, when we were upstate, I have like a ski coat that I don't really like. It's kind of ugly.
Yeah, it is.
But boy, howdy, is that thing warm. It's nice.
I would always expect you to have some sort of bullshit, like a coat that has like silver on it.
Yeah, my ski coat has a silver inside that reflects you back at you.
Is it like thinner than you would think it is? It would be?
No, not, no. Maybe. Yeah. No, I don't think they really sacrificed thinness. They were just like, we're going to make it regular thickness, but also we're going to put these silver dots on it, and that's going to insulate you.
Yeah. Not a bad coat. How often do you buy a new coat?
Not often enough.
I've been wearing this pea coat since 2009, probably.
Yeah. I got rid of my pea coat a few years ago because it just had like the lining was ripped and stuff, and I was like, this isn't actually doing much anymore, I think.
This is why I'd like to become a hulking strongman, so I'll have to buy a new coat. So I'll just break out of this one.
You just go buy a new coat.
Yeah, but
if
also,
you've had this coat for 10 years, that sounds like reasonable. And actually, if you bought it now, you'd probably get a good sale, because, you know, nobody's buying a winter coat now. Now it's too late.
Well, no, it's cold. This is.
That's what you would think, but that's just not the case.
Hey, you're the guy that's at Burlington Coat Factory all the time, so I guess I'm going to take your word for it.
I'm telling you, if you went to a place right now, they probably have like spring stuff out.
Hmm. All right. So number one, wear a coat.
Wear a coat.
The heavier, the better. If it's really cold out.
Yeah, unless mobility is important to you. The next most important thing in my mind, hats. What kind of winter hat do you recommend? You have one of those like flapper hats, one of the like a hat a Russian guy would wear.
Oh no, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, those look pretty warm though, right?
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one of those. On the ears and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not thinking about like the big hats that look like a Q-tip. But those are probably pretty nice,
no,
too.
No, no, no. You're talking about the one. They have fur. They're like fur lined.
Yeah, like the one that Cousin Eddie wears in Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Yeah.
Those seem nice. I should try to get one of those,
right?
I guess.
Yeah, those always are like touted out as like, look at this silly hat. And it is a silly looking hat, but it looks pretty warm,
it's
too.
It's functional.
Yeah, who gives a shit what you look like, right?
I just have like a basic beanie. I guess. Without propeller.
Oh. Well,
don't get excited.
Boy, well, I'll tell you what. That squall today, he got caught out there with a propeller. He'd probably take off.
Yeah. That'd be pretty nice.
Pretty nice to just fly away.
If I was going to get killed by weather, I'd want it to be because I was wearing a beanie hat and I just flew into the atmosphere and got eaten by space bugs.
Yeah, he flew away. It would have been a very poetic death, but unfortunately what happened was just like 20 seconds later he just fell back and bounced off the pavement. Died instantly.
Yeah, they found screamed these space bugs all over him too.
Screamed the whole way down. Unfortunately he had gotten scared and taken the hat off. He never did find that hat.
I just have a regular winter hat.
A knit hat. Yeah, that's what I have. You know what? And honestly, that does the trick for the most part.
I don't like it if my hair is too long. It screws up my hair for the whole rest of the day. It's a good look if you've recently got a haircut and it kind of mats your hair down in a way that makes it look like you've done something already that day. You know what I mean?
Like what?
You
like
walk
gone
into
a for a swim?
No, that like it just makes it look like, this is a guy who's seen some shit today. Like he's been through some stuff.
What the hell are you talking about? Why would you, like, what kind of stuff? How do you see somebody and think that person's been through some shit today based on what their hair looks like? Sure, if their hair is like all stuck up, you'd be like, oh, that guy must have gotten electrocuted earlier in the day. But what do you think happened?
It's
to
like,
them?
It's the classic, the Rachel. It's a little must. What? And you're just like, oh, well, this person's been doing some stuff.
I mean, I just think, oh, that person had a hat on earlier. Like, that's my hair right now is like that. It's like a little bit matted.
Yeah, right. Doesn't look like you've done shit for days.
You don't look like Rachel, you asshole. No, that's my only problem with the knit hats is that, Yeah, it makes your hair look stupid. I don't like to, like, if I can avoid wearing them in the morning, I will. If I can hold off, if I can be brave enough that I can deal with the cold until I'm heading home, then I'll throw it on. Then I'm like, all right, all bets are off now.
Let me ask you this, Tom.
Yeah.
Have you considered earmuffs? Because the hat is just there to keep your ears warm.
Yeah. Yeah, earmuffs probably would be fine.
Or what about this? The cool guy's earmuffs, where it's
like it goes behind your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when they're in the 90s? There was like the headbands, like the thick headbands that everybody wore.
Oh, vaguely.
That covered your ears.
Yeah.
Those made you look like a real asshole.
Yeah, that's probably why you don't see them as much anymore.
You'll see them again.
They'll be back.
Fashion's
cyclical.
Yeah, these stupid kids these days.
All right. Well, you already kind of touched on it, but scarves.
Scarves, guess what? BS.
Tim, I was going to say...
A bunch of hocus pocus, if you ask me.
No, I was going to say...
It just makes your face all hot.
Yeah,
I mean... Because you're breathing right into them.
Oh, if you've got it over your mouth, sure.
And your nose.
Yeah.
Over your face.
Yeah, I mean, but that's also good if you're... If you're cold,
no, because then it's cold, all there's like condensation in there too. It's
not
bad.
If you've got
and sometimes you're
no.
allergic to the material.
Well, pets don't buy cat hair scarves. I've told you that. No, putting it over your mouth is not a permanent solution. However, in desperate times, sure. And if you've got a good enough scarf, it's capturing that condensation in a way that's not making the scarf also wet. I was going to say, I used to be
very... I don't like this side of you, Tom.
This pro-scarf side of you?
No, just this whole, like, oh, I have a shirt, I have a coat with a lining that reflects your body's heat. If your scarf is, like suddenly you're into, like, a design of, like, industrial design or something, and you understand, that you don't know any of this stuff.
I
you believe
think
in
about...
wind chill.
I believe in wind chill. I think about this kind of stuff, Tim, because I hate the cold.
Wind chill is a hoax.
Tim, I hate the cold. The cold is my enemy. I have to figure out how to defeat my enemy, and I will resort to technology if that's what it takes.
Oh, God. You've been
I was
going to
say,
a
I actually,
goods, Tom.
I don't put scarves around my mouth very often for the reasons that you cited. But I used to be very anti-scarf. I'm still a little anti. I won't take a scarf everywhere because I'm always afraid of losing scarves because I always lose scarves. However, the purpose
Well, you're talking about silk scarves?
Well, yeah. No, those I don't lose. Those like, I keep track of.
You got them all from Steven Tyler?
Yeah. I mean, I keep them tied to the mic stand. That way I won't lose them.
There must be something to being a silk scarf guy, right? Like always having a bunch of scarves.
Didn't he have like cocaine in him or something like that? Like there was initially a reason for the scarves that had to do with drugs.
I don't think you know how cocaine works.
Yeah, he has silk scarves in it. No, there was something about cocaine in the scarves.
I don't think so.
Or maybe he just used the scarves to wipe his nose when his nose was running because of cocaine. Mm. Look, Steven Tyler is not going to come sue us back. How dare you say I use cocaine when everybody knows he used cocaine? Not maybe not anymore.
No, he's sober. I read an article about it.
Yeah, he's a handsome man.
Yeah, I mean,
you ever see pictures of his feet?
I don't search celebrity like, foot pictures as much as you
there
do.
There are these pictures of his feet in, like, sandals or something. Like, I'll show it to you during the break.
No, I don't. That's all right.
Like, holy hell. It's not even clear what's going on with his toes. Okay. I think just, like, cramming his feet into weird shoes have just
they've
malformed
let the man
him.
Have weird feet without...
Fine. Well, I just wouldn't show him off. I wouldn't wear sandals. Anyway, scarves. Oh, the purpose of a scarf, Tim, is more to just kind of fill in the cracks that the coat leaves.
Yeah, but it's too bulky.
Get a thinner scarf. Told you, get a silk scarf. They're very thin nowadays.
They seem pretty elegant, too. What else you got? Keeping warm.
All right. Oh, well, the next one's kind of a two-parter, but the overall is gloves.
Yeah. What's your optimal glove?
I don't know if I found it, to be honest with you.
I like the idea of leather gloves.
I bet you do.
Why? What does that mean?
You can slap somebody if they've offended you.
No, just they
take it off one by one.
They tend to like keep warmer than, you know, they're less porous.
Right.
And they normally have a nice lining in them.
Yeah. Were you talking about some isotoners?
Are isotoners leather?
They make leather isotoners.
Mm. I've never been a brand name guy, Tom.
Right. I'll go for the big fancy brands like Isotoner.
Yeah. But they're bad for snowball fights because you don't have a lot of dexterity in them.
I'll be honest. There really aren't too many gloves that are good for snowball fights, yeah. I think. What are your thoughts about... I think this is actually probably like pretty standard nowadays in gloves. Like gloves that let you use your phone.
I've never had a pair. I don't care to have a pair.
I've had...
If it's too cold to use your phone, just keep your phone away.
I've had maybe two or three pairs of gloves. A lot of them have just like a silver thing, and that's what, like, part of it's just kind of like a silver different material. Mm-hmm. I did have one that had like, I think it was basically
in the biz they just call it tech. they say does this glove have tech?
I think it was basically like not each finger but like the thumb and index finger had like
tech.
No, it was like a hard metal thing, which was actually like a little bit better, because that's the problem with the other gloves. That it's like, okay, I can use my phone with this, but my finger is like three times the size it normally is, and I can't feel where I'm actually touching.
Right.
So your touches are very inaccurate.
Just put your fucking phone away. How about?
Well, no, actually, I think those gloves are fine for the idea of like, look, this isn't.
If it's so cold that you can't have your hands out in the air, just focus on where you're going.
Well, but what if where you're going, you have to look at your phone to figure that out?
Well, know that before you leave. Plan.
Well, what I'm saying is I think that these gloves are actually intended. It's like, yeah, we're not planning on you using these gloves 8 hours a day while you're on your phone. This is mostly like, hey, if you got like a text message... this is like good enough to like tap that text message without taking your phone off. Right. If you need to respond to that text message, hey, look for another glove, pal, or take these gloves off. Because look, that's
what about the gloves?
That's where the cookie crumbles,
where the fingers, the fingertips come off.
Well, that's another option. I've never had that type of glove. I think I would like that type of glove.
Most of the time, it's the the fingers are covered to the tips, and then there's like a mitten cover over it.
But that I wouldn't like.
Who wants mittens?
Well, Tim, that was the subcategory of this, which is the idea of mittens.
I understand why they originally needed to have mittens.
The technology to make individual fingers was
like making their own clothes and stuff. Right. I imagine it's pretty difficult to make a glove compared to making a mitten.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That somebody was like, oh, God, this is too much trouble. Just make a mitten.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we going to do? Measure every finger?
Yeah. Turns out they didn't have to measure every finger, but...
you had to measure every finger for a glove, but not for a mitten.
Not for a glove? Do you think... do you get custom-made gloves for your head? Do you go in and have your fingers measured?
Boy, you know what?
Would be nice. Are you still buying off-the-rack gloves?
You know what? All these like companies nowadays... These startups, I mean, we've had probably a couple that have advertised on our show that are we make this custom. Like, you send in your measurements and, like, we'll make your shirt custom to you. That's really nice, but, like, give me a custom glove, man. Give me a glove that fits like a glove.
Mm.
That's what I would really like.
You just want to measure people's hands.
No, I don't want to be involved in any of this. And look, I also won't sign up for a service where they have to send a man out to measure my hands. That's too much.
Why don't you go make it an app. There's got to be an app with you.
You know what? I actually would maybe be okay with the idea of a mitten glove that you can take it off. No, actually not. Because look, all I need, just give me thumbs. Make the thumb part removable, and that's more than enough. That's fine. Because
you just want to use your phone.
like, I don't want to use it, but occasionally you have to use it. And if you have to take your glove off, that's a pain in the ass. But if I can get even just...
You just want to play snood on your
even
phone.
Even on one thumb have a little tab, and I can take my thumb out.
I think they have that.
Well, I'll have to look into it.
Great.
Hand warmers. How do you feel about hand warmers? And then disposable, the Zippo one that I have, and rechargeable, which I also have. I have all three of these kinds of hand warmers.
Disposable are garbage.
Yeah. They don't do a great job in super cold. They do it's better than nothing, and they're cheap, whatever. It's
fine. I don't know. It just feels like a waste, and then it gets like you get your hands too sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't care for them. I'm also like not working outside,
right?
Really. I mean, I did dig those cars out when you didn't, but other than that, I'm not. I'm very rarely going outside and like outside. I'm usually
you're an
just,
indoor boy.
Yeah, I'm traveling from place to place, so it has never been necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear more about the Zippo situation you got.
So I have the Zippo
thing.
Do you
fill it with a bunch of lighter fluid?
Yeah, you fill it with lighter fluid, regular Zippo lighter fluid. But then the top you light, and I don't know what the hell. I think it might be magic. It's some kind of a weird material that like kind of light. Like you have to turn out the lights, and then you're like, oh, that's on fire, I guess. Like, but not flames. And then you put another top on top of it, and then you put that whole thing in like a fleece bag that it comes with, and it just kind of like smolders in there.
I'd be too afraid when I like brought it home. I'd have to like submerge it in water.
You know what? I would think I would be the same way, but when you see it in action, you're like, oh yeah, that's not like, there's not an open flame. I don't really understand how it's doing this, but this all seems pretty safe and it's fine. And it's very nice and warm. It is
that
pretty cool.
Nice.
And they're pretty cheap. I think they're like $12 or something.
One for each hand.
I only bought one, but sure, you could buy one for each hand.
Well, you got two hands. Use your head, Tom. What about this rechargeable hand warmer?
So I have one of these, and I feel that's sketchy. That's actually the one that I'm the most nervous about, because basically it seems like one of those rechargeable USB batteries. It is. You can plug in your phone or whatever, recharge your phone, that they've just like also led a couple of wires to each metal side of it to just get those nice and hot.
Hmm.
It is pretty nice, and it, you don't have to fuck around with lighter fluid. And you just press a button, and it turns on, and it warms up.
Yeah.
It's not bad. None of these things, all three of those, will help, but not completely solve. Like, if it's real cold out, I don't think there's a hand warmer on Earth that's going to help you.
Right. I mean, it can ease your pain.
Well, I think it could help you, but not that's going to be like, oh, this is just like being inside.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You gotta temper your expectations there.
Sure. I know we have to end soon. We have to do a quick after dark about Long Johns, right?
Yeah.
We have to look. We can't talk about Long Johns while kids are listening.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to wait till
put
after
the
plugs.
To bed. Yeah.
Most people put their kids to bed during the plugs anyway, is my understanding.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes.
Tim, you have a hot water bottle?
Tom, do you think I have a hot water bottle?
I don't know, you like cartoons like me.
Oh, like, all right, so what do? You boil some water, dump it in this, what is it, like a rubber-ish?
Yeah, it's like a rubber thing, yeah.
You screw the top on and you put it on your head like a sick person?
You don't have to put it on your head. That's an option. I'll tell you what you can do with it, though. You boil water, you put it in. The one I got has like a little sweater it wears. I sometimes, if it's like super cold in my apartment, which is rare, I will make a hot water bottle, put that in my bed, put that to bed. And then like, 20 minutes later when I go to bed and lift up, guess who's warmed up my bed?
The hot water bottle.
The nice little hot water bottle and the sweater.
Tom, can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
That story has to be a lie.
It's not a lie.
I don't think
I
you
do
have
it
that
all the
much
time.
Forethought about when you're going to go to bed. I feel like you stay up until you're just like, I have to go to bed. And then immediately just like, time for bed. You'd be like, no, oh, because now to begin the 25-minute process of boiling some water.
Well, two things.
Dumping it into this thing. First putting off, the knit sweater on it.
No, the knit sweater stays on it. But if it's cold, I'm having trouble going falling asleep anyway, usually. But also, you don't have to put this in bed before you. You can just take it to bed. And
I know, but you claimed that you do that.
I do it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I have like an electric tea kettle. It takes no time at all. And it's very nice. The thing stays warm surprisingly long. It's nice. Again, hot water bottles, like, I don't know, $8. Good investment.
All right. You sold me.
If you like this show.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all the
or
ways to keep
warm.
Should
we solve
warm?
A problem?
No, I don't want to solve a problem all right. time.
I have more.
You didn't talk about an Amish fireplace. You didn't talk about a wood-burning stove.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about, I think that's it.
No, I also left out electric blankets.
Mm.
We'll talk about it during the After Dark segment.
Okay.
If you like the show, check us out at tcgt.com. If you want to follow us on facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim.
If you want to support the show, you can do your Amazon shopping through tcgt.com/Amazon. No extra cost to you, but a little portion of your Amazon purchases go to us, and we use that to buy things like hot water bottles. You can also check out tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, including last week was the launch, but this week is episode 2 of our new podcast, Books, the Podcast. We're reading The Great Gatsby, or Tim's reading it, explaining it to me, who's also a very smart, rich person, just like The Great Gatsby. And it's a real fun show, Books, the Podcast, tcgt.com/pledge. You can check out the first episodes available for free.
Yeah, check it out. It's great.
Listen to it before you
It's great. It's better than the Gatsby that they claim is so great.
Yeah, and you get all of our old Patreon content as well.
Yeah.
Tim?
Time for TCGTE After Dark.
Can you put in like a little careless whisper here?
I wish you hadn't said that. I mean, we used to do a show called Complete Guide to Everything After Dark that AJ made a nice intro for. But
yeah, we'll put that in.
I don't think I have that file anymore.
Hey, we'll put in Careless Whisper.
I probably won't do that either.
Tim, tell me about long johns.
Tom, long johns are underwear that's
long underwear.
Longer than your normal underwear. Yeah. And look, it's bulky and uncomfortable at first, but then once you really get out there in the cold, you're glad to have them.
Long johns, you can get long johns that are just pants, or you can get long johns that are like like a whole onesie.
Yeah, or you can get separate pants and shirt.
Right. I only have pant long johns.
Do you wear underwear under them?
That was going to be my first question to you. I do, but mostly because...
But why, right? Like, it's my inclination to, but like that winds up being uncomfortable. And also, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I'll wear a boxer brief, if available, under there. Because
still too bulky.
Yeah, but it's less bulky than just boxers.
Yeah, well, who wears boxers? Teenagers?
Wait, you only wear boxer briefs?
Yeah.
If I wear boxer briefs, my pants are always falling down.
Wait, your underwear is key to the structural integrity of like your whole pants
situation?
Yeah,
they need to like provide enough resistance. And when
you're doing pants wrong, man.
And look, everybody in the UK, we're talking about trousers.
All right, I don't know what that means.
Well, because pants are underpants to them.
Look. Long johns, they're underpants.
Yeah, but you shouldn't wear underpants more than one day in a row.
Yeah, of course.
Right, but how many pairs of long johns you got?
Two?
Oh, I've only got one.
But like, how often are you wearing long johns?
I mean, that's the thing. Not often enough that I couldn't just wear them as underwear and wash them before I'd need them again.
Last time I wore long johns, I think, was when we went to Yosemite in like October. I don't remember how cold it was.
Jesus, I wore those
long johns for, what, 4 days in a row.
God, I wish I brought long johns for that trip.
I didn't change my clothes once that entire time.
Yeah. Remember when we went to... we went to like a Russian bathhouse in San Francisco after we were done with all that and had like the most satisfying showers of our lives.
Yeah.
Like we went to like, our friend was like, this Russian bath is the best.
We spent like like 4 or 5 days in Yosemite when it's very cold.
He was like, this Russian bathhouse is great. They've got this kind of sauna and that kind of sauna and this kind of sauna and this kind of pool. And like, I would have gladly paid the entrance fee just for that shower.
Yeah.
The best shower of my life.
Yeah. It wasn't even like a particularly like nice shower.
No, it was just like regular, but it was a private shower. It was the first time any of us had been alone in 5 days, like truly alone. And boy, just washing all that grit and grime off.
Yeah. Electric blankets.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I have an electric blanket.
That's too
much. Yeah, you know what? It's great in a pinch or an emergency. I have never used the electric blanket like to go to sleep where I haven't woken up at some point like soaked in sweat. Like even if it goes from 1 to 10, put it on a 1, fall asleep, you're going to wake up like
Yeah, it's unnecessary. You're just going to get all sweaty and weird. It's not natural. It's not natural, Tom.
Yeah, well, I would say it's not, they're not for sleep. You know, I should probably get one with just like a timer. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the, sorry.
It's not for sleeping in, but when occasions where like the heat hasn't been working or something and it's like super cold in my apartment, boy, no quicker solution to that than throwing an electric blanket on. Because you can just pop it on and within like, it feels weird, but like when it's super cold and you can put on a blanket that's heated, you put up with the weird feeling of, because that's better than just like your teeth chattering.
Fair. What do you make of these weighted blankets?
I'd like to try one. They're expensive.
I know.
That's my problem. And what if I get stuck under one?
Well, you know, that's why you gotta get a roommate, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, they're not marketed as warm. It's more of a just like, this is...
calming. But it's got to be warm, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's
There's
heavy,
no
for
way.
Christ's sakes.
Yeah, I'd like to try one, but I don't think I really want to... I mean, I can just take a blanket I have now filled with sand.
Yeah.
I've got old blankets I've been meaning to get rid of, and God knows I've got this sand.
So much sand.
They've been... this building across the street from me, like, I guess they're going to redo it or whatever... I've been watching for like 2 or 3 weeks, all day, a bucket brigade taking sand out of this place.
Bucket brigade?
You know, a bucket brigade?
Like somebody passing buckets?
Yeah, just people passing buckets.
How many people are in this brigade?
Not very many. Maybe like at least from what I can see from the street, a 3-person bucket brigade. Maybe, you know, inside there are 20 more people. But boy, howdy. Like, you know... At least 8 hours a day, these guys are just taking... I don't know how the hell all the sand got in there in the first place. I had heard there was a lot of standing water, but a lot of sand, too.
Why are you telling this story?
It used to be a doctor's office. You know what the doctor's name was?
Dr. Butt.
Yeah, Dr. Butt.
Dr. Butt, did he pass away?
I don't know what happened to him.
Maybe we should look up Dr. Butt R.I.P. and see if anything comes up.
See if there are any in memoriam posts. And he wasn't a proctologist. I think he was a podiatrist or something. Mm. I mean, it's the wrong business. Maybe that's why he went out of business and he filled that place with sand.
All right. Anything more about keeping warm, Tom?
Let me check my notes. No.
All right. Well, until next week, as always... Keep warm. Stay cool.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.